Let's just set the stage. So we're here at the Hasbro media presentation.
Yes, we are.
And with some Star Wars question time. And we are joined by...
Steve Evans.
And...
Joni Navaja.
And a whole bunch of people from various Star Wars sites. So,
so we all
thank you
to
very
do
much.
Our individual plugs first, or what was going on?
Yeah. Shout outs, go ahead. I want to thank my mom, this is awesome.
I'm going to report real quick. Alright, you ready?
Alright.
This is awkward.
Thank you for setting us up, James. Appreciate it. Seriously. Does anybody have questions?
Yeah. So, that the Kenner homage, what was the idea going into that? Besides, obviously, you just wanted to recreate, you know, something from your childhood.
I think it was really about how can we kind of have a fun, celebratory 40th anniversary, short-lived line that we can kind of come in, do some stuff, and kind of come out again. And it was really, we saw that we were nearly at the 12 figures for the 6-inch, and we were like, just do these other two, because it's going to be really difficult to do those other two. Like, we wouldn't normally do a Death Squad Commander. And it's like sort of looking back and looking forward. You know, it's 3¾-inch, we've got 3¾-inch, 6-inch, kind of... The new sort of mainstream norm. I was like, how can we do that? Also, it was how can we let people get stormtroopers again? How can we get people getting R2 again? All those kind of things.
Or Leia with a good head.
And Leia with a good head. So it was a good opportunity just to kind of bring that together and let's have some fun.
Why did you approach the Death Star Trooper in black instead of the classic gray one where he's been known as the Death Squad Commander?
Yeah.
With a different helmet and the telephone cord coming down.
So we worked with Lucasfilm, and that was the reference that we kind of agreed on, that that's what we should be doing. Hmm. So
Lucasfilm.
Reference.
You know Lucasfilm?
Yeah. Yeah, reference.
You have Poe Dameron's helmet, which was already... It's fun. Like, yeah. So going into that, I mean, you had... This is kind of like the first good guy helmet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that just basically just you wanted to just do a good guy?
Yeah, it was. It was like, okay, we've done Kylo, we've done a Stormtrooper. It's like there's so many other helmets
Shadow.
We can do. Yeah, mm-hmm. Shadow. So many other helmets we can do. What can we do? Do we do a Boba? Do we do a Vader? Do we do a... Et cetera, et cetera. And we're like, well, I'd actually like to mix it up. Let's try and do a good guy helmet. And then it's a question of like, do we do classic X-Wing? Do we do modern X-Wing? And like lining it to the entertainment, we thought, well, let's go for a Poe Dameron's helmet because we've got to pick one. Everyone else who wants all the other stuff is going to be disappointed, but we've just got to pick one, so we picked that one.
I think Steve and the team's credit too. It's, you know, we've done a lot of voice changing, a lot of voice amplifying. So it's like, not only let's stick to a faithful replica, but like, how do we do a different kind of cool experience? And once we landed on a good guy helmet and Poe Dameron, unique.
Sorry.
And do the 360 surround, so it's just it kind of all fell into place.
And the open helmet.
Yeah.
It's just something different we hadn't done before.
It's so comfortable, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, question about
go ahead.
Question about Black Series 6-inch figures. We from an outlet called Articulated Comic Book Art. You guys had mentioned toy photographers and that whole wave and that whole movement that's happening right now as far as articulated art, and that's a big part of our audience. And keeping with that, articulation is a huge part of trying to replicate some of these scenes and do what you really want to do. What are you guys going to do moving forward as far as trying to add in maybe a little more articulation, double-jointed elbows, you know?
Yeah, so we've had double-jointed articulation, double-jointed elbows. We've got them in, like, Luke and Leia when they're covered up. It's a real balance of, like, aesthetics that we agree on reference. You know, you've obviously got two holes there. What we have done recently is we've kind of done a lot more kind of scalloping into the upper arm, so we get... There's now a new rule. It's like, it's got to be, like, 90% is not... 90 degrees is not acceptable. It's always got to be more than that. So we're doing that now, and we're always looking at new kind of articulation kind of techniques. You know, I'm often like saying to the guys, find me a new way to articulate. Like, how can we do it completely differently? So we're always looking into that.
Just to piggyback on that too, just to kind of clear it up for some people at home, as far as, I mean, the way people see it, most people I think is that Hasbro Black Series, Hasbro Legends is the same company. Why can't you guys kind of maybe share some of the molds or share some of the articulation schemes or something like that? So can you give us some clarification on why it's so
I think in theory they should be sharing, but they are doesn't necessarily mean they're the same thing. Yeah, we make a lot of products. Marvel make a lot of products. When they have like one vendor to do that, isn't necessarily guaranteed that they're going to be doing that. So different things are made at different vendors. I don't know how to answer the sort of like, should we share and have double joints? I mean, we have different people we work with as well for approvals and things like that from an aesthetic point of view.
So you guys don't really, they don't kind of peek in on what you're doing and vice versa? Oh, that doesn't happen?
No, we do. We sit literally like there from each other.
Mm. Black Series was born because of the Legends.
Yeah,
right.
Just in terms of how they're manufactured, they're very different, and the people we obviously work with to get approvals on aesthetics are very different groups of people as well.
Obviously, you've made the changes to Leia, and she looks fantastic. Going back to the other 9 figures that are being re-released, did you have an opportunity to correct anything or do anything else to those to make any changes or to...
I think it's just Leia we made the changes to on that. I think the rest are kind of repackaged.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Because we've been asking for Luke for so long from The Force Awakens... You've given consistent answers across the board, but you've also given like little bits of extra information here and there, like what we see him across multiple scales. Do you think that we'll see him in the Walmart exclusive super articulated wave one day, or it's more 5POA?
All I can say is that we would be mad not to execute Luke Skywalker in all scales.
So all 3 scales we're talking about?
Potentially, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, why would we not do Luke? I know it's been a long time coming, and it's. You know, it hurts me as much as it hurts everybody else. Like, so
this hurts me more than it hurts you.
There are reasons.
Was that a spoiler about executing Luke?
No.
No.
Is there any new information with regards to the 3¾ Black Series coming back beyond just Walmart?
Nothing new now. I mean, you guys know that we've been... You know, polling you guys, really getting, making sure we understand kind of what the desires are. So as of right now, Walmart's executing Black Series 3¾. You know, we'll see what happens in the near future.
Any thoughts on 6-inch vehicles or playsets, smaller scale, not 500 size, but you know, land speeders?
Nothing that we can talk about now. Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Yes, thoughts. Lots of thoughts.
I like vehicles. This gentleman
boxed 6-inch packaging, is that going to continue after the 40th anniversary?
Yes, it is. Yeah, Black Series will maintain its normal structure. We only did the cards.
It's not getting redesigned with the Episode 8 theme or anything.
And we're putting in the new figures that are in the
the vintage
the card back.
Yeah, so Vader, Jawa, you know, they'll all be available.
Any thoughts of doing
Yeah, we've talked about it. The honest truth with Black Series is the way we develop our figures and sort of kind of the amounts of deco and articulation and the kind of nature of Black Series, we put every ounce of cost and everything we do into making the figure as best as possible. At that price point, at $19.99, if we started adding a build-a-piece figure, it would start taking away from that, so it would be give or take. We think you guys would prefer to just have a solid kick-ass figure at $19.99 as opposed to, you know, the build-a-piece. But it is something we continue to talk about and think for the future.
So
it's awesome what Legends does.
What exactly are the cost restraints? Why is it so different? Again, I'm getting back to the same point that, you know, it's Hasbro, it's the same company. I think most people are under the idea that Black Series has a lot of money, that you guys have the money to pretty much do what you want. You're doing a TIE fighter. That is
it's a different
the size of a small child.
the one-off, absolutely. The 6-inch scale for us, it's a different beast than Marvel. You know, they have the ability to share a lot of tooling, just the nature of their figures. You know, the deco schemes are a lot different. So, you know, all in all, it is actually more expensive to create a Star Wars figure than it is a Marvel figure, kind of as a baseline. So that's why it's not really apples to apples. It's very easy to look that way. Oh, they're both $19.99 SKUs. They're both, you know, six
very,
inch.
Very
but
different.
They are.
It is very different.
And what about the paint applications as far as maybe, well, you know, you got the Leia coming out, which looks much better than the first version. As far as just trying to upgrade the paint applications across the whole line, what's that cost like for you guys?
Yeah, so I was telling a few of you earlier, I think, that we're always looking into new ways of kind of applying the paint apps. And currently what has traditionally happened is you get like a little cup and the head comes in and the pad print comes down and prints. Now, if that shifts, you're going to get misregistration. What we do now is we actually have the hole in the head, in the neck, and then what we do is put a rectangular square hole up into the cranium of the figure. and now that kind of goes in like that, and it's a lot more solid. So we're getting a lot more better registration. The new layer is the first one we're using that methodology for. It also helps with shrinkage because the more, the less sort of concentration of plastic means it cools better. So sometimes when we get sinkage, it's because you've got a lot of plastic in it. Cool the different things at different times. So that Qui-Gon as well has a removable faceplate, and the eyes are separate, so the eyes are painted and then on the top. So we're always trying to mix up, and I purposely asked the team, you know, this year, like mix it up, like try different techniques, let's get accuracy kind of better. So
we say from this angle, I mean, Steve's been like a pit bull with especially facial deco, like the amount of innovation and just blow it up and rethink it kind of, you know, approach on how to get better registration more consistently. Like he's been, and the team have been really going.
And the other thing, it's a year and a half process. So stuff that we're trying to like really, so we make something, we get feedback, we see what's happening, and to implement that change is a year. You know, what we're doing now was what we're thinking about a year and a half. What we're seeing now is what we're doing a year and a half ago. So we're always trying to kind of catch up.
Obviously, you guys know that Army Building is a huge part of the collecting and display community,
yeah.
And you guys seem to be pretty open to that. I've seen case packs of all stormtroopers and, you know, other army builders like that. So is that something that you guys want to continue and expand on more? And really,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially as online sales become bigger and bigger, which, yeah. I mean, everybody, we know we love the thrill of the hunt and everything, but as online, they have a little bit more flexibility, and we make all of our bigger figures, bigger meaning in terms of popular, available, mm-hmm. So we call solid packs. So you can get those more popular or those troop builders out there, both for brick and mortar and for online. So it's something that we're getting better at, and we're getting, you know, better distribution on too.
Is Revan a possibility for a solid case pack?
Yeah, he is. Yep, he's available as a solid case pack. I'll have to go back and see who's
okay.
ordered him. But
great.
Sorry if this was asked, but the Force Awakens knit that you were talking about you're working on, was that 6-inch or 3?
6-inch, yeah. But we did say that he's going to be, it'd be crazy not to
multiple
do him at every scale.
And then, speaking of the 6-inch TIE Fighter, are you guys going to finally get the 6-inch X-Wing out to go along with it this year with the last
That's
Jedi?
What the fans want.
Yeah.
X-Wing.
You know, it's, we've talked about it. It was actually, it was this close to being in the plans at one point, and we started to feel like there are a lot of other opportunities in 6-inch to get to. The 6-inch TIE Fighter was like this great thing for us to do when we kind of kicked off the, you know, Force Awakens line. It did well from a sales perspective, but we started feeling like the bigger you get, the opportunity for people to buy into that kind of size, it starts to get a little bit, you know, crazy. We actually got a lot of feedback, too. It's like, I don't know where to put the thing. Like, you know, it's awesome, but like, I don't know where to put it.
Well, you know what it was with that? You needed a stand. That's all you needed for that. You needed something for the underbelly to kind of just sit it up on a shelf or something like that. That's all you needed for the TIE Fighter, really.
I've got a piece of glass over the top of mine, and it's a coffee table.
Yeah, maybe we talked about
seriously.
Bike too,
yeah.
Make a coffee table.
That's
yeah,
what I did.
Exactly.
Let's go ahead, because I can see.
Thank you. This is a question for the German market.
Walker,
German collectors.
Gates.
All right, show.
German collectors are patiently waiting for the 2016 Black Series 6-inch wave, which includes characters such as the fan vote figure Darth Vader, only to find out that the release was canceled the last minute. What was the reason, and how are you trying to solve this problem? Bring those figures back to the market instead of getting those scalpers back.
Yes, absolutely. So we've actually been communicating with Volker, with, you know, Daryl, and the reality is that release was not canceled. We've had a little bit of difficulty in the EU in general, especially Germany, with getting the right mix out. The velocity, the kind of sell-through that we're seeing in the U.S. isn't the same necessarily in the EU, so in some cases you're not getting them as soon, and in some cases not at all. So we're working really hard with that market to kind of rework the case pack waves. It might be different than what you get in the U.S. so that we get those more in-demand figures out there, you know, faster and more frequent. So it will be coming. You'll be able to get Revan for sure. If not right now, it might be a little bit of a lag behind what we've got in the U.S., but we're certainly, especially U.K. and Germany, don't want to leave any of our fans behind.
Just to follow up on that, obviously the Walmart figures in the U.K.
Yeah.
are available at Asda.
Yes.
But we haven't seen a couple of waves.
Yep.
So we're missing a couple of waves.
Yep.
So will we get those? Because
yeah, we're working with the team now. Just because it happened in the States and it didn't hit there doesn't mean that you've missed your opportunity.
Oh, fantastic.
We may very well start kind of reworking, you know, past figures that we know have kind of missed demand,
yeah.
and get them back out. So you might start seeing things happening in Europe where it happened 4 or 5 months ago in the U.S. It's not intentional, but we need to kind of move and shift gears as we see that kind of happening.
And how will you communicate that to us and to Germany so that we can let people know that they don't need to go to the likes of eBay and pay super prices.
Yeah, I don't have an answer on that, but it's something we've been discussing with the EU team, sort of like, how do we get that out at the retail level and even from a marketing perspective?
Because we're happy to
people know.
Put the
message
out.
The last thing we want to have you guys have, you know, here's a great figure, it's $19.99, well, it's more expensive in Europe in general, but now you have to go pay $80 for it on eBay.
Yeah.
Nobody wins.
No, exactly.
Except scalpers.
Yeah.
We're not in the business of helping them.
Yeah.
Since we saw the Walmart ATS thing with no advance warning, is there any plans for any other true-to-scale 4.75-inch vehicles?
Yeah. Yeah, there are. And that was a miss on our part. We were sort of like, what? How did we not reveal that? And, you know, sometimes that happens, kind of falls through the cracks. We like to let our retailers kind of have first pass at making a reveal, doing something with it. It just got mixed up. But it's awesome. We're really excited it hit, and Walmart's excited about it, but... Yeah, 3 3/4-inch vehicles.
It's selling like crazy, too.
Yeah.
Is there any hint as to what you guys are thinking about as far as vehicles?
Nope.
No? I had to ask.
Just more.
It'll be less quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bars, right?
So with the 3 3/4-inch figures, not talked about much, I'm guessing a lot's being held back for Force Friday, but with the, instead of asking what Paul always asks, which is when about more articulation, I'm going to go a different direction.
More or less.
What about, no? What about more obscure characters? That's always been one of the strengths of the 3 3/4-inch line, is it from the very beginning. I mean, you look at the 12 wave, you get the Death Squad Commander, and it seems that the 3 3/4-inch line these days has been sticking primarily with main figures.
Yeah. I was just about
apart
to ask that.
Lieutenant Sethlin.
Apart from
Lieutenant Sethlin. So I hear you, and it's one of those things that, again, kind of makes me wring my hands. It's like, you've got all these flipping characters, how are we going to do them all? Who do we do? Now, you always do we always do the A-listers, you have to do that. The army builder is always really, really popular as well. And then you get into the secondary characters. And it's always a risk of Azuvia. It's always a risk of those ones that get cut from the movies. Because remember, these movies are being made while we're making it. So it's way easier to cut on the cutting room floor than it is to stop everything. So it's always a bit of a risk. So we always try and kind of like, we'll bring up Bistan, Lieutenant Sepha, and we'll always try and get those secondary. Yeah, Rogue One was really good. Moroff and Powell and those things. So they'll always be there, but they'll always be, as they should be, after the A-listers and the army builders and those things.
But you've got now 8 movies that have been released, plus all the other media. So what about looking back at some of those?
Yeah, again, go on.
No, I mean, Kev, you were talking down on the floor. You asked good questions. Like, is that the window? Like, Rogue One hit, is that it now? Like, of course not. You know, we're still doing characters from the original trilogy. So, you know, just because that was kind of the Rogue One season doesn't mean that you won't start to see additional Rogue One or Ep 7, you know, kind of.
But you won't see them in the same amount.
No, definitely not.
You'll find the odd one too, because you know, we produce this much, and it should be aligned to the new entertainment, but we try and kind of mix it back. You two can argue over it.
Is there anything that you guys could do better for case pack assortments? Because it's the, I mean, thankfully, Chirrut and Baze came in solid case packs, so that helped a lot. But to put 4 repacks in with 2 new figures, it jams retail, and they never seem to get future case assortments, at least in my area. Is there a way of just holding back a case pack till you have 6 new figures in it, or is that just impossible?
We wouldn't do that, but we are increasing the case pack size, which number one is going to help us get kind of more variety out there. And it's a little bit of a guessing game, right? Because we're basically creating those case packs in advance of when the first thing even hits. So we're sort of guessing what's going to sell the best. But
what size is the case pack going to?
8.
Oh, good. Yeah. That was the original back in the day, right?
It started at 6, and now it's working its way up to 8. We may even kind of adopt it a little bit differently.
It was 4 at one point, wasn't it?
You're right, it was. When it first started, it was 4. You're right, yep. Yeah. So it's increasing. That helps us just by the nature of kind of weighting the newer figures heavily. I don't think we'd ever wait to just do all brand new in one, because some, you know, they get out there and for whatever distribution reasons, the demand isn't met. But it's something we're always looking at. It's not an exact science.
Are you preparing for the Emperor's Royal Guard hoarding?
Yeah.
The 6-inch figure?
Yes.
Like, you're going to plenty out there?
You know, and I saw your 3 3/4-inch post as well.
So, Chirrut and Baze, they were solid packs. You did that as a solid pack?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, those are definitely
two. So when we have, like, 2s, if we know they're going to be, like, popular, we can do solid packs.
Well, we did them individually. So Baze had its own pack. Chirrut had his own pack.
But not in Europe.
Because they're only 2 per case. Like, in a box full of old figures.
Yeah, I feel that, too, because, you know, from a character point of view, selection. It's like, if we're doing 2, I don't want that to be in a sea of... ones that we're not sure are going to sell.
Right.
Now, if you have army builders, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Especially those two guys. I mean, we actually intended to get them out earlier and kind of had to push them out a little bit. So we were really anxious of making sure enough supply got out for them because we knew how awesome they'd be in the film. So, yep.
This question is a little bit on the difficult side.
Okay.
One of my readers wrote this in and said they have to admit they're a little bit underwhelmed with the backpack and wonder how you guys feel about it. I'm not saying the walking isn't great, but the price point being so high, it didn't sell in his neck of the woods, and they're being clearance at way below the beginning MSRP.
That's a difficult question.
Yeah, so they want to know if there's a chance of returning to more along the lines like the Big Millennium Falcon and the AT-AT, things like that, where they're not quite so loaded with features, iconic features, but more play features.
Yeah, let me come at that from a creative point of view, from how it kind of, the genesis of how it was born. So I sat down with Marvel Drive and said, we've got a new AT-AT. How do we do it? How big can we make it? Prices have changed. We're not going to get a huge one for like $100 anymore. So we're like, okay, we're kind of this, we're over here. It's this size and it does this. And we just kind of said, should we make it walk? And it's like one of those things like, we can't make it walk. It's top heavy. It's impossible. We had the robotics guy coming, the animatronics, and we're like, let's make it walk. And it was just a choice to try and do what we, I referred it to like a Halo project. It's like one of those big, like, oh my God, it's a walking actor. And that prices up as it prices up. And like I think every product's a risk. I mean, we never know how it's going to sell and what the demand for it is, but I'm really proud of that as a product, as an achievement. But yeah, I can see the markdowns as much as you can. So that's how we got to it. It was really like, what should we do from a creative play point of view? Does that answer it?
Well, how do you feel about the fact that it didn't succeed? I mean, did it hurt you guys? Do you guys feel we'll just better on the next one?
Yeah, when I see anything marked down, it's disappointing, especially if I see it marked down early. I'm still pleased we did it. I'm still pleased to say, hey, I worked on Mark Bedreau with a walking actor, for God's sake, and did something that people told us, you can't do that. That's impossible. So I get creative satisfaction from that.
That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know you won't answer directly, so can you dance around what the possibility is of seeing more 6-inch Black Series the example I was thinking of was Rebels. So we have half the crew now in 6-inch. Are we looking at the other half? Darth Revan was huge. What's her name from Rebels was also huge. So, you know, is there a possibility of filling out the Rebels crew and other characters like that as well?
I'll do a little bit of a dance, not saying whether we're going to do them or don't do them, but I have this term peppering. You may hear me use it before, where it's like 6-inch or any of it. It's like aligned to the entertainment of that year. We've got to do that, if that makes sense. And then we pepper in ones that people we haven't got to, and then we try and throw in like left fields. And the fan vote is, I love the fan vote because we get those weird, wacky, kind of like we would never really talk about. So there's always a chance of, I always look at, okay, there's a main, here's a second tier, and the third tier weird ones, like Revan and like Hera and people like that. So that is part of the formula.
Well, seeing that you've done half of the main characters on that show at this point, and we know that show's going to come to an end, what's the possibility?
I don't know whether we'll do it all in one block.
Okay.
But we might do one, and then we might do another one. It might be 4 years before we
There's
get to the
There's only
three
end. Left.
Well, it might be 3 years. Or exclusive.
You celebrated 3 years being on the Star Wars team.
I did.
Which is a major achievement, so congratulations on that. And
That's cool.
What's your proudest product that you've brought to market? What are you most proud of? And you know, because you're very vocal on Instagram about.
Don't tell her that.
No, but in a good way. In a good way.
Part of it is a little bit of the AT-AT. I'll be honest. Sitting and working with Mark is a big honour.
Yeah.
Because I basically play with the toys that he made. Working on that first, the battle action Millennium Falcon, I enjoyed. you get me, because I'm trying to think of ones that I can talk about, because there might be something coming up that I'm actually really proud of.
Don't slip up.
Yeah, we don't want that.
I will say the Walking AT-AT
at
the moment, in terms of creative, like, you can't do it. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
We have about 2 more minutes.
Let's go up the top.
Are we going to be doing a fan cruise again this year? And any idea what we might see last year in the winter? And, I know we saw Steam last year here. Mm-hmm. So
Ubisoft's been at San Diego.
Yes.
At Sculpt, right?
Celebration.
Is it Celebration?
Will there be another?
We love fans. We love Fans Choice, right?
Yeah, Fans Choice will definitely
please
be back. Again.
Please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love that.
In both scales?
Definitely in 6-inch. We'll see about 3 and 4.
Go ahead.
One last question, and it's an interesting one.
I think, sorry, real quick, Dan. Sorry. I think San Diego, maybe we'll have Xana on display. Is that right?
That's Celebration.
What are you thinking?
I don't. It might not be Celebration. It might be just after.
One of those two. Jeez, yeah.
Who's Xana?
Who's Xana? A lot of people know.
She's great.
This question here, as far as choosing which figures to reissue, do you ever look at eBay or secondary marketplace to see which figures people are paying a lot of money?
Absolutely.
So you can get them back out.
R2-D2. That's another one of those. It's like,
I liked the fact that we put R2 out, and it's just like we got him out.
Just to piggyback on what he said, when you guys do that, are you doing that with a kind of screw the scalpers mentality in mind, or is it just to kind of
a little bit?
It's not screw the scalpers. I mean, it's you know, the other thing, you guys have been there since the very beginning, and obviously you're a vocal group, and you know we're constantly thinking about what will make you happy. But there's also a lot of new fans that have gotten into, especially Black Series. You know, there's a whole new generation of Star Wars fans, and it stinks that you can't get a Boba Fett or you know a Stormtrooper.
I get. Miffed, to use a British term, like when I see like a 14-year-old who's like fledgling collector and like getting into it and wants to get the old stuff, and he's like, I don't have $80 to buy stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have it. So I do get a satisfaction from it. Yeah.
Me. Just to put things in perspective for 3 3/4-inch super articulate collectors, can you give us an idea of what the 2010 AT-AT or the 2008 Big Millennium Falcon would cost in today's, like, what would you have to price that out at?
Yeah.
I don't think the Big Falcon would be touching $400.
$400.
Yeah. The amount of size, freight, shipping.
Oil. And what about the AT-AT? Would you
make it limited?
The AT-AT, well, that's a good point. I think the AT-AT's about the same. It's size.
I think we would have paid it. I think we would have paid it.
Yeah.
Did you guys do the See Now, Buy Now?
Yes.
Everyone in this group?
I did.
What was that?
They buy a limited edition.
Well, if it was available in the UK, then yes. We're still waiting on an answer. So I know.
Thanks for answering that.
I know the team looking at it. So that's an issue. It needs to be available in Europe because outside of the US and Canada, UK and Germany are your two biggest markets.
Yeah. And this was the first preliminary test.
Sorry, one last question.
Who wants the last one?
Paul does.
Any more?
I got one.
All right.
Everybody,
want to know if there's going to be any Blue Squadron stuff on the horizon, and can we have Theron Neck for the 40th anniversary to finally complete the pilots given screen time in a new hope?
That's 3 3/4-inch, right?
Yes, 3 3/4.
You have to clarify these days.
How about we say we're trying?
I like it.
Yeah. 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 We had some talks about that.
Yeah. I like Blue Squadron, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd love to work
there. Yeah. It's not such a stupid stock answer. It's not in immediate plans, but we're definitely trying to get to it.
Big thanks.
Thank you.
All of us, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For everything.